And what is that, your eyeball? And we're back with another weekly tech news. This one's gonna be interesting because I'm the one that was like, dude, I need to get some stuff off my chest. I need to get some stuff off my chest. But before we begin, make sure you guys do check out the description below. We got a sick VPN deal going on. Yeah, check out the description. VPN, protect your ass.
And you know, we love working with Buzz TV, their products, their customer service, their support, their software. It's all kind of good stuff. So make sure you go down in the description below and check out Buzz TV.
Buzz TV. Okay, we're going to get into this shit now. I'm mad, dude. I'm actually... So...
Mad.
I messaged Next Level about 3 a.m. my time, which yeah, I don't feel bad.
Like, you're never awake at that time. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I don't feel bad because he's normally up all hours of the day and night. So it's probably like 6 a.m. for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I told you to go to sleep, didn't I?
Yeah. You're like, I was like saying, dude, like this happened and this, and can't believe this. And then you're just like, go to sleep. I was like,
what the hell?
Yes, son, go to bed. No, I should say, yes, dad. So, fuck, dude. Oh, man. Okay. So, I was asking Next Level about some gaming tokens or gaming cryptos that I've been kind of looking into. And I think that's going to be like the next thing, the next biggest ecosystem that is slowly being built right now. There's this thing currently within the gaming market that has absolute zero value, and it's been going on for quite some time now, and the crypto market and the NFT market is changing it. And as soon as they tell you next, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. I'll use one example. Fortnite.
Yeah.
You could buy skins, but it's not worth anything.
Right.
It's expensive to buy these damn skins, you know? But it doesn't make the market, it doesn't make Epic's stock go up or down. It's just kind of like there. So there's a lot of these crypto games, what is it called? Earn to play or play to earn?
Yeah.
So I've been kind of like doing some research, and I'm like, okay, NFTs are picking up more steam. And now they're talking about crypto gaming and creating these platforms, and they're talking about like freaking medicines. They're talking a lot about real life stuff on some of these crypto platforms now. And there was one that I was like, dude, what do you think about? And I sent you one, Mononoke, I think it's called.
It had too many syllables for my head.
Yeah.
It was like four syllables long. I don't know. I didn't even have time to look at it, man.
I was like, dude, check it out. The amount of zeros that are on there, I'm just like, dude, this will be freaking awesome. If it takes off and stuff. But you know, when it has that many zeros, you're just like, I don't know about that, you know?
Yeah.
So you sent me one that I was also looking into, and there's like a lot of hype on it. Project Seed. And I think it's called, Shill.
Shill. Shill is huge right now.
Shill. Yeah. So it just launched on KuCoin at 3 a.m. my time, 6 a.m. Eastern time for Next Level. And I was following the count. Dude, I woke up at 2:30 a.m. last night.
You got issues, bro.
I was like, I want to jump on this thing when it opens. Okay. It was listed at 2 cents. It was listed at 2 pennies. And I'm like, cool. Let me jump on it right when it freaking drops because there's going to be, I think their Telegram group had over 200,000 people.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, if everybody jumps on this thing's going to go up. It's going to go kaboom, you know?
Kaboom.
So check this out. Here's the Rojas Adventures at 3 a.m. on the KuCoin app sitting on the toilet.
Rojas Adventures.
Oh, man. It's... I'm pretty pissed. I don't know if I would recommend KuCoin because of the experience that I had last night or this morning. Now, when you guys are listening,
signed up on KuCoin?
Yeah, I already had an account. I had it all set up, ready to go, so that way I'm good. You know, for those of you guys who are watching or listening to this. We're recording this on November 9th. So as you guys know, we do record stuff a little bit ahead of time. So you guys have a date frame of when this stuff is dropping. Dude, this is what happened. I see the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I hit buy. Buy, 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 buy. It was like this. I'm trying to buy like crazy. I'm like, go, 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 go.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was at 2 cents, bro. 2 cents. 2 cents. And I was like, dude, buy. And the thing was like this. I'm like, what the dude, why? Scrolling. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what the hell is this thing doing? Literally, within seconds, it went to $1,000.
$1,000 from 2 cents.
From 2 cents, it went to $1,000. I was putting $1,125 onto this damn thing. That would have been worth $44 million. This thing was scrolling for a while. I'm like, what the hell is it doing? I'm like, dude, I bought this in at 2 cents and it didn't go through. And it jumped up to a grand. And I was like, as soon as I saw that, I'm just like, I'm like, maybe it's processing. Once it clears the process, because it should be pretty quick, I'm going to sell it because I just made a buttload of money, dude. I'm done. I was already thinking like, dude, I'm retiring. Bro, I nearly had a freaking heart attack with this thing, man.
Your whole life flashed before your eyes.
It's still, dude, my heart is still pounding right now. Maybe it's because I'm drinking this Rockstar right now. I don't know.
But what's its price right now?
It's $1.10.
Yeah. So the developers made the money because they were the only people that got it at quote unquote 2 cents.
Well, here's the other thing that I found out. After this whole ordeal, and I'll tell you everything else that happened after, because there's more, dude. There's a lot more that happened after. The next 30 minutes of my life during that time, from 3 a.m. to 3:30 a.m., was freaking stupid. But I found out that they had this whitelist and presale days before, and they only had a very small amount that they gave out. So there was several people that had coins at 2 cents, and the second it shot up to $1,000, it dropped all the way down to, I think it was like $60 or $80. So all those people went cash out.
Uh-huh.
So this is what happened, bro. I went to my computer and I was looking at the phone app and I was having this thing refresh. I'm like, let me log into the computer so that way I have like 2 points of freaking purchasing it or selling, whatever I need to do right away, right? This thing dropped all the way down to $7.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, freaking buy. I hit buy and that price went up to $19. So I got in at $19. $1,000, $19. I put $1,000 and I bought it at $19 a freaking coin, a token. Then it drops to $11. And I see my money like go from 1,000 to like 550 something. I'm just like, I just lost almost 50% of my money. I'm like, holy crap, dude. I'm like, what the hell is it doing? I'm like, okay, look, I know this thing is gonna level off after all the madness happens. This is what's happening. All the madness is happening right now. I had my computer on and then it finally synced the phone and my computer, so I was able to see my tokens, right?
Mm-hmm.
The page refreshed and it said value $54,900. The coin went up to like $300-$400 all of a sudden. And I'm just like,
sell.
Bro, I hit sell and the thing went like this. And then it froze, and then I get this fucking error page. And I'm like, no. No, 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 no. And then I went to my phone, and I'm just like, and I'm looking at it, and the money's still there. Everything is still there. It went up to 55,000, 56,000, 60,000. And I'm just like, sell. I hit sell again on my phone. I did it on the computer. Freaking crashed. My phone was still up. I hit sell. And then I get this white screen on my phone. And I'm like, what's going on here? What the hell is going on here? So I hit that little settings button that you can kill an app.
Mm-hmm.
Kill the app, relaunched it. It was still up to 60. I hit sell again and it freaking white screened again. I'm just like, dude, what is going on here? I killed my computer, refreshed everything, refreshed my phone. This was within a matter of like maybe freaking 10 seconds at the most, bro.
So, dude, you were running around your house back and forth, computer, phone, when you're supposed to be in your bed. Your wife's probably like, what are you doing?
Oh, I told her I was getting up. I told her, I was like, I'm getting up. So check this out, man. Everything launched back up. And it was $1.70.
Oh, shit. So you're down 1,900%?
Yeah. I don't even want to look at this thing.
This is a prime example why I tell people don't get into some of these coins. Because they're so volatile.
And see, I wanted to, I knew this was going to happen. I'm just like, this thing is going to go pew, 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 like crazy. I'm like, let me get on it while it's freaking hot because people are going to be buying stupid. And bro, I hit that sell button several times. And I'm just like, why is this thing, like I would have had 60K right now. Or 54K when I first hit the sell. So right now I have is this right? That's not right. I have $59 out of my $1,000.
There's a lot of risk involved in very volatile plays. When people ask me, should I? And I always say, no, because if you're not seasoned and you don't understand the platform, not saying that any of it is necessarily your fault, but there's a lot of volatility and a lot of things that can go wrong. Especially when you need to move quicker than the platform will let you.
Dude, I went on Twitter. I had another window open and people were saying like, what kind of rug pull is this? And they're saying that everybody who got the pre-sale or the whitelist and they had their tokens in already before it was officially listed,
Yeah.
On KuCoin, everybody is now millionaires. Whoever had that before, all sold. And people were saying, like, where did you buy it? Where did you buy it? Right now it's worth $1.12 and dropping. There's also a limit. Like if you look at it still at opening, when it opened up, it's still up 4,000%.
Right. Because it started at 2 cents.
Started at 2 cents. It lasted. The 2 cents lasted maybe like a second or two. Like as soon as it went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2 cents, $1,000. It was like 2 cents, $1,000. It was like quick, you know?
Yeah.
And this, and I'm telling you, the second I saw the second the countdown, because the button, the buy button became live. The second it was green, I went boom, hit, and the thing started moving. I had everything like ready to go. Boom. And that $1,000 lasted. It lasted for a couple seconds, bro. It was like 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, drop. You know? And the second I saw that, I was just like, dude, I need to sell this thing. I'm like, wait a minute. Where the hell's my, I'm like, why is it still doing this thing? Why is it going in circles refreshing? But then I was like, okay, whatever. As soon as it hit that $54,000 mark, I was like, I'm good. I could get out of here right now. But it wouldn't do it. It literally would not do it. So a lot of people were on Twitter asking them, like, dude, like, what the hell, KuCoin? Like, what's going on? And they were asking Project C, like, so I was doing some research on this thing. There's supposed to be only a limit amount of tokens that were sold on this thing.
Right.
And from what I heard, I think they sold out.
Right. Because, like, the circulating supply affects the price.
Right. So people right now are just selling what they have or buying, but there's a cap on it. There's only a certain amount. They are saying, and this is where I'm like, okay, I need to wait for this, because they're talking about a second wave. They are saying that they're going to add more supply.
Okay.
And that they will have a countdown for this. And everybody keeps talking about, they're like, hey, it might not hit $100 anymore. Like that $1,000 mark that it hit for a hot second might be it. That might be the last time we see that for a while, at least a long while. But they said that they are going to add another supply. I think they're going to double the supply that they had. So that way it could possibly hit the hundreds, maybe. But they're saying that it might peak at like $10, or it might level off at $10, which I'm still 50% of what I put in, right?
Right. There's a lot of factors. You got to be careful. That's all I got to say. Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty frustrated.
Well, for sure. You lost the money there.
I know. I lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And when I look at it, like, damn, like if I would have waited, like about right now, I would have had about 1,000 tokens. Well, it would have been a little bit over 1,000 tokens. But with that, the second they would have put this next wave in, you know, it would have hit. Even if it was $10, I would have been like, cool, I'm out. I'm done.
No, every time somebody makes money, somebody makes a life-changing amount of money, there's always the flip side. Somebody's losing a life-changing amount of money, because you can't just all be winners.
Right.
So you have to think about that sometimes, right? When we're buying into this stuff or when we're waiting to go to the moon and stuff starts to moon, as stuff goes up, there are people that are losing.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only positive I have to take away from this is that 1,000 that I put in is 1,000 that I've already gained with the crypto market. So it didn't come out of pocket.
Right.
That's the only positivity that I have out of this right now, saying like, it didn't come out of my pocket. I already had some gains. I moved that over to here. And this is the first time, like, even like, you know, my thing with SafeMoon, that it dropped pretty low and it's kind of like slowly coming back.
Mm-hmm.
At least with SafeMoon, it killed me slowly and it's giving me hope right now that I might gain it back. While this was like a gut check, man. Like, I literally had, I bought at the right time and the app didn't want to give it to me. I was selling at the right time and the app didn't want to give it to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's like, dude, these apps need to have like, I don't know, man. People like, and it's funny because it, like Twitter was blowing up. This Telegram group that I'm following, they were blowing up. They even had a limit, one comment for every hour. Like, so you could only put one comment once an hour. And I'm just That's like, crazy. Dude, this is some BS. So right now, this is a brand new coin. The game is not even live yet.
When does the game go live?
here's the thing, my compadre. This is their website.
Well, this looks like a great game. It's not even a 404. We got a 504.
This is their projectseed.io is their website. Now, it does have a Cloudflare or a CloudFront, which I think that's so that way they don't get DDoSed. Right?
Yeah.
So are they putting the site on pause because everyone's going stupid? Or do you think they just went offline and disappeared?
Well, that's very hard to say without knowing more information, but I would like to be positive and say that they're just overwhelmed with the traffic and they're just waiting for things to cool down. Who knows?
So here it is, Project Seed in the Google search. I'm going to open up this window and I'll let it do its thing. They had a nice looking website too. Shill token is now live on CoinMarket. What? Oh, CoinMarketCap. Yeah, I did see that. See, so here's their Twitter.
So do they say anything on Twitter about their website?
Mm-mm. Not that I've seen, at least. I've been trying to look and see if they're saying anything about it, but Project Seed, see, here's their thing. They have a app link or whatever the hell that thing's called. Tree link. So it says here, this was yesterday, tokens listed. This was their pinned. Promoted tweets. This is an hour ago. It says Shill token is now live on CoinMarketCap and CoinGecko. So you could go there and check it out. Solana, Metaverse. So it's like, okay, cool. And then I don't know who this hot cross is. It says, we heard you are all going crazy for Shill and Project Seed Game. Love to see it.
Project Seed Game. That sounds like Squid Game.
I know. But it seems like, it looks like they're here. Look, Project Seed is extremely proud to announce our partnership with Hot Cross Com for Shill. Token staking. You could stake this now. And then it has here, it says Shill token contracts, BSC, and Sol.
There's a lot of projects that are actually working with Sol right now. I'm actually kind of impressed. There's a lot of different projects that are working with Solana. And I think Solana, you know, people really need to start paying attention to Solana. I've been talking about Solana since it was like 25, 30 bucks. And I don't think it's anywhere close to being done. It's not anywhere close to being done.
So after what I just told you, everything that just happened to me right now, and this thing, it's, they're working with Solana, and KuCoin. I know you sent me that article about KuCoin. That they were hyping this up pretty big, saying like, dude, this is going to be a really big project. And these guys are talking about, here's their, you might be interested in looking at this. So one metaverse on the Project Seed ecosystem, DAO brings people and players to become part of our metaverse system. Metaverse relies heavily on governance. You using DAO, we can achieve what the community wants through DAO voting and decision making. Almost every user can become a I can't even say that word for some reason. Proposer.
You're a poser.
You're a poser. And everybody can be the voter to build a better Project Seed ecosystem. So Project Seed, they have they have the DAO, they have the economics, so players will keep what they earn, not developers. And then they got the NFT side, unlock the possibility of alternative reality for players. So they have a roadmap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you see something like this...
Is this the same coin you're invested in?
Yes. This is the one that went from 1,000 to shit. Well, it went from shit to 1,000 back to shit.
Well, it's shinier shit.
It's just a little shinier. But for me, it's shit because it's like, dude, I have nothing. You know what I mean? I could have had, imagine at 2 cents, $1,000, bro. If it would have been through... yeah, dude. So, okay.
Look, everybody's a little bit different. If you believe in this project and you think that it's not going anywhere, then I would probably say stay in there and average down.
Check it out. Top NFT game on Solana with highest social signal. Project Seed.
But the game's not even out yet.
And it's not even out yet. See, look. Project Seed is on pre-sale. This was before they dropped it on KuCoin today. Genopets is on alpha. Star Atlas is in development. Solonite's development. Nyan Heroes presale. Soul Chicks development. Aurori development. Cryo War, it's in beta. But so, you see, look at their social signal. It's very high, though.
So Project Seed is done. It's just on presale.
It's done from presale now. Now they're out. It's there, but the game is still being worked on, I'm guessing. It's not done yet. So it says here, top NFT game on Solana with highest social signal. So, okay, so here's the thing. Knowing this information and knowing that it's going to be, that it's on Solana and everything, does that make you feel good to say, hey, just leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't worry about a rug pull. Just leave it. It might come up to something better later, but you got to be patient? Or are you kind of like, sorry to break it to you, but I you should have just let me kick you in the balls myself.
It's honestly, nobody knows everything. Nobody has a crystal ball to see where things are going. I standing on this side of the camera, don't really know anything about the social following, anything about the developers, nothing like that. Yes, yeah. I do like projects on Solana. I would like to, here's the thing. I would like to support projects on Solana, but how do we know for 100% fact that it's not a pump and dump or a rug pull or something like that? We don't. So you either have to make that decision that I believe in them or I don't.
What makes me nervous is that their website is down. Oh, wait. Bro. Man, no, see, I love doing this. This is live, man. This is like we're you guys saw the website was down. Now projectc.io is back up.
You just gotta have a little bit of patience sometimes.
Dude, it was like this since 3 a.m. Well, it's been 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's been 7 hours, man.
Well, they gotta sleep too, you know.
No. They have a whole team over there. Okay, so what do you want to know? The white paper?
Do they have a trailer or something? Like what? I want to see the game. What's the game about?
Latest news. They do have a trailer here somewhere. Look at this. Zed's weapons. Here's a trailer. Ecosystem. Here it is. Game Studio. Oh, wait. Dang it. White paper. English. Lyco shared this document with you. Please enter your... Okay, well. Rojas Entertainment at gmail.com. Okay, so check it out. Here's their trailer. Are we allowed to show this thing? Or are we going to get in trouble?
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Like, fuck it. Check it out. Is this better like this?
Yeah.
Can you hear anything?
No.
How do I? I know we did this before, but how the heck do I? Is it open sound settings? No. Open volume mixer? No. I know we've messed with this before.
Okay, whatever. Show me the right white paper. Let me see the white paper.
Ooh, here we go. Recording. Okay, I think I found it. Stereo mix. Properties. Listen. Okay. And okay, I think I fixed it. Okay. Let's see. Can you hear it now?
Yep.
History books and hearsays have it that there's one great being whose miracles can deliver us from extinction. You may or may not believe him, but in times of despair, uncovering the truth could save us all.
It looks pretty good. You know what it looks like? It's kind of like like the anime style games, right?
We're not alone, of course. Thank the Lady Luck. We have the mightiest creatures by our side.
That looks like a chocobo.
Sure, we're armed with courage and faith. But I did say this story wouldn't be a joyful one. Like chasing spooks, seeking this divine fella is daunting and cruel. Still, our quest must not cease, not for any reason, because I'm certain he's out there, somewhere.
So that's pretty much it. Okay, here we go. Well, here's their white paper. Disclaimers, no investment advice, do your own research, risk management, NFTs, Project Seed, look at these. Okay, what am I looking for? Oh, you're muted, by the way.
Does it have a project roadmap in regards to what they plan on doing and when?
It's only 18 pages, I guess. Oh, no, it's longer. Damn. Project Seed long-term plan?
Yeah, let's look at that.
This is page 30. Introduction, the vision. See, here's the team. So some of these people, okay, so check this out. The core team, highly qualified, productive team, is one of the most crucial aspects of game development. Therefore, we assembled a dream team that excels in the gaming industry, equipped with rich and several big names, including Call of Duty, Tekken, Need for Speed, Street Fighter, PlayStation, Marvel's Avengers, Monster Hunter, Final Fantasy, Super Smash Brothers, Transformers, Marvel vs. Capcom, DreamWorks, Barbie, Scooby-Doo, Ultimate Alliance. Dude, they have God of War. They have, like, people who actually did a lot of work here. What's this? Look at this. This is their ecosystem, I guess. So they got esports. They got NFTs, DeFi, marketplace, a growth program. So here's the first game. First game, Outland Odyssey. And then it goes into a second game to be determined. And then a third game, and then more genres to be explored. So it looks like they have several things going on here.
Yeah, so it looks like they got several things definitely going on. Like, there's just not going to be one game that they're going to be working on. It's going to be several of them.
Oh, here we go. User flow.
So you download the app, social media login, character creation. You can start earning tokens after the quest start. Wallet creation or connection, wallet backup, pending token transfer.
First NFT earn while you're playing the game.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks like a clean game. Like, see, they have like a lot of stuff here. It's funny because I saw that Chocobo. I'm like, Chocobo, that looks like Final Fantasy. The vault. Let's see. Low gas fee, fast speed, convenience. Okay, what else? Non-fungible tokens. Oh, is this still loading? Don't give me this. I saw plenty of this at 3 a.m. I guess it's still loading. Hope it didn't crash right here.
Broke it.
Updates. Let's look at updates. See, and they also have their own YouTube channel. Look, you can meet the team. This is Lenora's official trailer.
There's looks soundtrack. Like they're putting in the work, man. Like, it looks legit.
It does, right?
Yeah. So I would probably dollar cost average into something.
So it just,
but it looks like it's going to be a long-term play. Like, it's not something that just happens overnight.
Right. NFT rental marketplace. What page am I on? 29. Okay, here we go. So here's some of the characters. The Zeds, I guess, are the bad guys. Weapons. A guild. Token information. So there's a lot of stuff. Oh, look at this. So you got a dungeon creator, NFT crafting, merchants, NFT marketplace, item enhancement. It's crazy because this uses all those coins, all those tokens, you know?
Yeah.
Here you go, distribution plan. Shill token will be distributed by several methods. Token sale, which happened now. Here, I don't know if you can see that or not. Staking rewards is the next step. And then play to earn then community grants, then community rewards. So check this out. Public sale is going to be 1.2%. That's why they only had a very limited amount that they were selling.
Right.
So only 1.2%. But after that, well, actually, you know what? They did have that private sale, though. 13%. Interesting. Play to earn. Do you know, can you look it up real quick? Because here's this chart that says total supply.
On core market cap?
Yeah. What was the total sale that they had?
Is this called Seed?
Seed. Or Shill. S-H-I-L-L.
This started at $12. And now it's worth $1.25. Is that the right one?
It started at 2 cents.
No, it says $12 on Core Market Cap.
Let me look too. Shill Coin Market Cap. It's showing $1.22 on Shill token. Oh, you're looking at... Oh, I see what you're looking at. The thing where it says it's starting at $12, that was at 4 a.m. But yeah, it was at 2 cents on this thing. So where do you see what's the... It says total trading volume is 35 million.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right?
I think so. Well, it might be a little bit more than that because... It's quite a bit. Where do you see the 34?
It says Shill price statistics. Market cap says 32 million.
Market cap is 32 million. Yeah.
So what about the supply? Can you see the total supply?
It says that there's 27 million circulating, but the max is 1 billion.
So the public sale went to 12 million. That's how much they released last night. They had that private sale that I was telling you about at 130 million. So they probably just released some of it. And they also have a seed sale round. So there's like all these, there's three different rounds. The only thing is that this thing doesn't really give you dates to know.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't say like when's where or why or how or.
I like it when they give you like, you know, this quarter we're focusing on this and next quarter we're going to be focusing on that. But at the same time, it looks like there's a lot of moving parts. So.
Mm-hmm. O2 token use cases. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts for sure. So, yeah, I'm kind of
keep an eye on.
Go ahead. What happened?
Might be a good project to keep an eye on. So, what do you think? What are you planning on doing? Like, if I was in there, I would have probably, like, if I was, do you? Okay, let me ask you this: do you plan on playing the game?
I don't know. Maybe. It looks like a Final Fantasy style game, and I like those type of games. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, you know we don't have time. Like we're always like busy with stuff.
If I liked the game, the idea of it, if I was going to play it, I'd probably hold it. Because NFTs like are going to blow up.
Huh?
NFTs are definitely going to blow up.
And it's on Solana.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that's the thing. I bought this right now at $19 a coin. I'm looking at KuCoin. How many coins do I got? I got 52 coins. 52.17 blah, 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 blah. So 52 coins. Let's just round. I have 52 coins at $19. And this thing right now is a dollar. Well, now it's a dollar seven. It keeps going $1.17, $1.20. So let's just call it $1.20, I guess. $1.20. I like how they've presented everything after doing my research. And dude, I was yesterday, last night, I kept thinking about it. Like, should I do this? Should I wait? There's people that were saying, don't buy it at launch because you can possibly lose a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were arguing that exact same thing, saying like, as long as your transaction goes through in time, you could make a lot of money. And that's kind of the gamble that I was taking. I was taking that risk saying, if I buy this at the right time, I wasn't planning of holding it more than the initial couple hours. Like I was going to be on there. I was going to buy, I was going to wait until this jumped up. The second it jumped up, what I was going to do is I was going to sell it and then I was going to go to bed, you know? You muted yourself, by the way. Okay. One momentos. Yeah, so I was going to come back to it maybe sometime I don't know, maybe sometime today, like 12 hours later, definitely not 24 hours later. I was going to wake up at 3 a.m. It was going to be something like 3 p.m. See what the price is, which if I would have bought in, let's just say at $19 and I made 54 grand off of this thing. I would have been like around right now, like, ooh, it's at $1.20. And I have $54,000 now that I can buy into this. Oh, yeah, I could compound the crap out of this thing now.
Yeah.
That's what my initial thought process was. Get up early, buy, and sell within the first hour. Go to bed.
So you're probably fighting with 99% of the other people that have heard about this doing the same thing.
Yeah. There's a few people on Twitter that were saying like, dude, I made thousands. I think I saw somebody that said they made 1.2 million.
Wow.
There's some people that were just like, oh my gosh, you know? So let's just say, I know you haven't done much of the research, but just a little bit that you saw right now. Just asking for your opinion. I think I know what I want to do. Well, I'm almost kind of stuck right now at what I have to do. It's not even what I'm going to do. I just have to do it. I bought it in at $19. It's down to $1.16 now. It's like slowly dying down. I want to wait it out. I have a feeling. Okay, you know how we talk about shit coins and all that stuff, and you see like the total supply and total this and total that, and if those numbers match up, that's what you get your price. But sometimes the value of it is like some astronomical number, and you're telling me like the only way this thing will ever hit like a penny or a dollar is if it becomes four times the amount of Bitcoin, right?
It all depends on the circulating supply and the money invested in. So if the circulating supply is tiny, then and the money is like a lot, then obviously the price jumps up. And that's what you saw this morning, where the price went really ridiculous because there was like zero circulating supply and all this money was being dumped in. So it's just, you know.
Okay. So with that being said, Do me a favor and look at coinmarketcap.com again.
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm looking at it.
Look at the circulating, the worth, the volume, all that stuff. Does it have potential the way it's currently at, if you were to buy right now at a dollar, for it to hit $100 a token?
I want to know how their circulating supply changes. Like, when do they add more tokens? Is that strictly done through the game? Because that affects the price a lot and the increase.
What's the current circulating supply right now?
27 million and a max of a billion. That's a big jump, right? It's like, well, remember, if they wanted to keep it at a dollar, they could just by releasing more and more tokens.
Remember, they released 12 million last night. And you said it's at 27 million?
Yeah.
So 12 million was released last night. And they also had a pre-sale, a whitelist before this, which I'm guessing it's going to be about the other half of this. And we're not even talking about the gaming portion of it yet. Play to earn, the staking, the community treasure, like... We have with the marketing. We haven't even started none of that. So
here's the thing. If the circulating supply stays relatively low where it is right now at 27 million, then for sure it can go to a decent amount. I don't know about $100 because I can't do that math in my head right now. My brain's kaputs, but it all depends on how fast the circulating supply of the tokens increases and how much money comes in.
Yeah. It'll be very, I think these guys, you know, also,
if I was in your shoes, I would probably sit on whatever I have. And then if it dropped under a dollar, I'd buy more. That's probably what I would do. I don't know.
That's kind of what I've been leaning towards. I have another G sitting there. Like, just sitting there in Ethereum. So that way I could just do the trade. Because the way this project looks like, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. It looks like there's a lot of promise on this project. And I need to look into it, but they did say that they're going to do another release on KuCoin.
Yeah.
If they do release more coins there, I think it's going to go stupid again. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people like trying to buy, you know?
Well, that's the other thing too, right? Like every time there's news of a coin or a token hitting a new exchange, then what happens to the price?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at CoinMarketCap right now, KuCoin is literally the only place listed for this.
Yeah.
The only place. So this is very, very new in its lifespan, like very new. 37 million in trading volume.
And that's kind of why I wanted to like literally just sit on this thing, because for one, I already lost a lot of money. I already own the coins. So it's kind of like, just sit on it. If people go stupid again and this thing hits $1,000 again for like whatever second, because it literally was like climb. It was like $100, $500, $600, $700, $850, $900, $1,000, $999, $900, $850. It was like slowly going up and down, up and down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I was like, cool, I could just try to sell it again at that point. You know, I think that will be my exit strategy. Like once I get, if they say, hey, we're going to have a drop on this thing again, we're going to add some more tokens where people could purchase. I would be ready on the thing to see what the hell it's going to do, because the second it does that, then it's going to go nuts. It's going to go ridiculous. So I wanted to share my experience on the podcast so that way people could see that stuff like this is real. Like, if KuCoin did not crash, I could have been sitting with a good amount of money right now. And here's the other thing too. Be very aware of scammers. There was on Telegram last night, the shill team, the Project Seed team, saying be aware of scammers. We're only going to be on KuCoin. They were adding people to other Telegram groups that looked just like Project Seed and said, get whitelisted, get whitelisted, get whitelisted. You could buy on PancakeSwap. Here is the address that you could buy now.
Right.
And there was a lot of people that said that they got scammed. That they went in, they clicked on the link, and they sent money to be whitelisted so that way they could buy it in at quote-unquote 2 cents. And they were sending a lot of money, from my understanding. From what I was reading, you were either sending it within Ethereum or Bitcoin. That's it.
It's crazy. You know, I tell people all the time, like, if you don't have the time or the patience to really do your research about crypto stuff, stick with the big two bangers, stick with your Ethereum and your Bitcoin, right?
Yep.
If you want to go down the whole rabbit hole, understand that it gets very volatile. It gets very risky. Shit moves up and down very frequently, and you know it can be very stressful. It can be very complicated, but you have to understand what you're getting yourself into. It's almost like if you want to venture outside of Ethereum and Bitcoin, you have to be passionate about what you're throwing your money at. You're either passionate or you understand that it's a lotto play. You pick, I'm passionate about this project, or I'm doing a lotto play. It goes to zero or it goes to 100. I make my money or I don't. Pick which adventure you want to go down, because there's all kinds of adventure in crypto land.
Yeah, big time. And like I said, I am butthurt that this thing dropped so drastically. I was hoping that this thing was going to be, and even before it dropped, when they said, oh, it's going to be like 2 cents when it opens, I was like, oh no, this thing's going to be worth probably like $20, $30, maybe even $100. I'm like, there's too many moving parts on this thing for it to be worth 2 cents.
Right. 100%. Especially when they're throwing out all those big names like Activision and whatever. Dude, and
PlayStation, Nintendo, and all Call of Duty, like all these big names and gaming consoles that they worked on. I'm like, this is pretty nice. So right now, I'm butthurt. I'm a little bit pissed that KuCoin didn't do what I wanted it to do, because it could have been, it wouldn't have been life changing. Like, even if I got it in at 20 bucks, when I saw that 54 grand and I was trying to sell it,
yeah,
I could have easily sold it and then bought it again at $1.20 right now.
Yeah.
And then just sat on it, you know, just waited and see what they do. That's the only thing that I'm pissed off about. But yeah, like Next Level saying, make sure you guys are always doing your research. I'm very, very hopeful about this thing because it does look like it's promising. I don't think they did a rug pull. I don't think they're trying to scam anybody. There's too many names, too many things. You know, they're talking about Solana. There's too many good factors in this thing. Some promising factors on this thing that it could be great. But at the same time, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. So, okay. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for coming down. This has been an adventure, and we want to share our stories. Yeah, it's. We'll see, man. We'll see. I'm still pretty hopeful that this thing does something. They have a good white paper. They have a lot. It's what, 30 some pages of their white paper. So they've done some work to this thing. And again, just do your research. But yeah, 100%. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Smash the thumbs up. Check the description below. VPN, Buzz TV, we got you guys covered. Next level, what do you got?
Hey, make sure that wherever you guys are listening to us, you leave us a comment, leave us a review so other listeners can find the content that you enjoy too. Make sure you come out every Thursday, roughly around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our live shows on the Beyond the Streams YouTube channel, and be a part of the conversation, be a part of the community. And you never know where the conversation's going to go or who's going to be here. So make sure you come out and you have fun. So we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.